This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Headline this morning, more challenges for the Trump administration. President Trump's new acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, facing questions of whether or not his appointment is legitimate. Reports in the New York Times indicate the state of Maryland will ask a federal judge for an injunction declaring his appointment illegal. I don't see how it could possibly be illegal, but that's what Maryland's going to ask for. The state is likely to make an unprecedented move later today in a bid to block Whitaker from exercising his duties in the position, arguing that his appointment is not legitimate. The state will claim that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is the rightful attorney general. That, again, coming from the New York Times today. A draft filing of the motion obtained by the newspaper claims the president cannot bypass the constitutional and statutory requirements for appointing someone to that office. Of course, Whitaker's appointment's been under fire because on the left, they, of course, want Rod Rosenstein in charge of the Mueller investigation because he picked Bob Mueller, and they want that to continue. Those on the left, including the state of Maryland and the attorney general there. Now, Whitaker's appointment has been under fire ever since it was announced last week, coinciding with the resignation of then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Democrats have, since that time, questioned his qualifications. He was the chief of staff of Sessions, by the way, if you didn't know, and questioning his views on Special Counsel Bob Mueller's investigation into alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. Now, this is just the beginning of what you're going to see for the next 2 years. A cannon full of subpoenas, that's the way it was put by the Democrats. All of those Democrats that denied they were going to try to impeach the president, seems as if they're going to head down that road. It's an ill-advised road. It's a road filled with potholes and problems, and yet here we go. Let me tell you something. If the Democrats overplay their hand and give America endless investigations and subpoenas and committees and noise for the next 2 years, it will not pay dividends at the ballot box in 2020. It will not. Two red flags came out of the midterm elections. I told you that the following day, and I will reiterate what those two problems are. For the Republicans, the problems are three: Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. All three states added Democratic seats to Congress. All three states elected Democrats for governors. Michigan and Wisconsin, putting new Democrats in. Tony Evers taking over for Scott Walker in Wisconsin. Big upset loss for the Republicans there. And, of course, Gretchen Whitmer here, the governor-elect in Michigan, which means those governors will have a big role come 2020 in the presidential elections, whoever becomes the Democratic nominee, whether it's Hillary Clinton or somebody else. And so the Republicans' problems are those because it was Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania that clearly paved the way and made it possible for Donald Trump to be elected in the first place. The problem for the Democrats is turning the entire power shift in the House into a sideshow, into a circus, frankly. If the Democrats lead with Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the whole gang out there, demanding subpoenas and trying to get tax records and Donald Trump's tax returns and doing all sorts of things that disrupt the economy or slow down the momentum we have in America, it will not pay dividends in 2020. And they're giving a gift to the president by giving him a foil on Capitol Hill. So I caution the Democrats, be careful with this because what you're looking for could be more problematic. It's not the payoff. The dream is cooler than the actual gift, if you will. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also sent a letter to the White House asking why it decided to pick a, quote, unconfirmed political appointee as acting top law enforcement official in the country rather than following the statute. But other legal scholars say Whitaker's appointment is easily legitimate. Former federal prosecutor and a contributor to Fox News on a regular basis, Andrew McCarthy, said the Vacancies Act allows the president to temporarily fill a position that requires Senate confirmation with any official, who has been in the department for more than 90 days. Whitaker joined the Department of Justice just over 1 year ago as Jeff Sessions' chief of staff. Now, an Obama-appointed federal judge in the state of Maryland, Ellen Hollander, will be ruling on who's the legitimate acting attorney general as part of a lawsuit concerning the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you will, which sued Jeff Sessions in his official capacity. That, again, according to the New York Times. After Sessions resigned from his post, the judge must name his successor as a defendant in the litigation, essentially ruling on who's in charge of the DOJ. She has to do that. Judge Hollander has to say, who is the defendant? The Trump administration defended Whitaker's appointment by also pointing out the Federal Vacancies Act. The state of Maryland apparently going to argue that the act applies only to routine positions, not positions such as the U.S. Attorney General, and point out to another statute that specifically says the Deputy Attorney General is next in line at the Justice Department. More high drama, more challenges. The real challenge for the Trump administration going forward is finding an attorney general that can get appointed. Or is Rod Rosenstein effectively the attorney general for the next 2 years? That's the question. But these are the sorts of things we're going to be challenged with as citizens over the next 2 years if the Democrats choose to take this path, and the indications are they will. The indications are that they will. The Democrats are feeling stronger every day. They now have 33 seats secured, and it's starting to look more like a blue wave in the House. 33 seats, four more leaning their way. 37, 38 seats could be the swing, the number of seats taken over by Democrats in the midterm elections. More like a blue wave, not a huge blue wave, but a wave nonetheless. Add that with seven governors' races that the Democrats won and flipped houses from red to blue. Seven races, including Michigan, as you know, that will impact the upcoming 2020 elections. Now, having said all that, I've warned the Republicans what their problems are and where they exist, and Democrats have warned you where your problems are and where they exist. Will either side do the right thing, and will the Republicans come to Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and earn those votes back from those middle-class, blue-collar workers? We'll find out. Will the Democrats apply the brakes and not overplay their hand? Time will tell, but history says probably not. History says probably not. So we'll keep a close eye on both of these to see where we end up. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, and they want you to have the purest water of your life, and right now you have the chance to get it for free. To register for a free Wolverine Water System, go to wolverinewatersystems.com and you can get your free water test. Could win a brand new system worth up to $4,000. That's right, a brand new Wolverine Water System could be yours free if you are the winner. To find out more, go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Contest button. You could be on the way to the best water of your life. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to wolverinewatersystems.com. wolverinewatersystems.com. wolverinewatersystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.